Mr. President.
Wondered what the latest report was.
Right. We haven't had the two answer. We just have his reactions as he received your letter.
The second letter. The third letter, actually.
The letter we discussed yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he understands that if you make these requests, that there must be a very grave situation here. And he's now practically agreed to the agreement. Now he's yakking about the protocol.
Yeah, he'd been doing that for all week, of course.
Well, no, he was still now given up on his objections to the agreement. I am certain now he's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just now making the record of having fought every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do we expect an answer?
We expect some answer today, yes. Which, in my view, will still leave a little crack open. What he would like to be able to say, for domestic reasons, is that his foreign minister talked to me in Paris and got one crappy little concession.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have sent Sullivan in to see the North Vietnamese,
mm-hmm.
and it's just possible that we'll get one. And I'll know that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But even without it, I'm certain he'll come along now.
Doesn't have any choice. I mean, as we all well know. Well, in any event, what you said you're planning to leave tonight?
No, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm.
And Haig will be coming back this afternoon.
Well, what time tomorrow morning?
I'm leaving at 9.
What time we should get together.
Oh, any time you say.
Well, what time, you see, I meant what time his stuff, well, when everything will be in the bag, that's what I want to know. Maybe we better wait till tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning we'll have all the facts.
Yeah,
and I can put off the departure by half an hour.
No use to meet before that. Suppose that we plan to meet at, say, 8:30 tomorrow morning. That gives us some time for you to have. Are you supposed to depart at 9?
I was supposed to depart Andrews at 9. If we could make it at 8, it'd be
fine.
Because I can delay the departure to 9:30.
Oh, fine, fine. I thought you were going to be here. Fine. Why don't we meet at 8:00, and I'll just come over to the EOB and we'll meet there.
Right.
Meet there at 8:00. That so that there won't be. If you get any information worth reporting, because see, I'm tied up all day today with reception.
Right.
Through about 8:00. If you get something by tonight, which you probably won't.
I'll have something by tonight, I'm sure.
Well, if you have, then possibly we could get together then. The only purpose of getting together, obviously, is to.
But tomorrow morning would be, we'll have all the facts tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. And we all also have to go over the situation on the, with regard to the remarks that I'll be making on, the present indications are now that I will go forward on Tuesday.
It's 98% certain.
Yeah.
In fact, it's certain, Mr. President. Yeah. I'm just coppering it. Yeah. But basically, I don't see that anything can happen.
The only effect is how it affects my remarks, of course, isn't it? What we hear from him.
I think, Mr. President, at the very worst, if I could recommend, if he has not given his formal agreement, then I would just ignore him. I would not make, and he will then the next day certainly come along.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot afford to break with you publicly once you've committed yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've told him that in the letter, haven't we, Henry?
We've told him that, but he hasn't broken with you once he accepted the fact that you meant business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every exchange, he moves closer to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is not acting like a man digging in.
Right. Good. Well, then we'll plan, as a matter of fact, we'll meet then at 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's just make it certain.
Right.
And then that way we can get the whole thing fired out of the way. All right, fine. Henry.
Right.
Thank you.
We'll say that you had a brief talk with Haig today when he arrived.
Oh, sure. I'll be in conversation with him. Right. Because
actually
I've had so many reports on him, I've already talked to him.
That's right.
You can say, yes, I have discussion with Haig, and then that I'm meeting with you in the morning before you depart.
Right, Mr. Fine,
Henry, thank you.